weed into, or your hay into windrows?
Yes, used to. Used to, if there was no windrow, and then pitch it or bale it.
If you didn't, put it into windrows, maybe you'd gather it into, little piles every so often?
Yes.
What did you call them?
Shock, they call that shocking hay.
Uh-huh. What would you call each one of these piles?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
You'd call one of them a what?
A shock.
A shock.
Yeah. You call them doodles.
Yeah, some of them called them doodles.
Never said haycock, huh?
Well, I've heard fellas call them haycocks.
Now, when you'd do your planting in the spring, the first thing you'd use on the ground would be a what?
Break it or plow it.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd work it after that and get it in order.
Uh-huh.
Use disc and a harrow or whatever we had, or drag to get it in order.
Well, what's the difference between a drag and a harrow?
Well, a drag is a frame and it's made, it has bars and it has teeth every so often. There's several bars. The first harrows we had was V-shaped. And that is one we used with the horses. And they'd take a strip about 7 feet wide across the field. You work three horses to them and put weight on them, or else we rode on them if it wasn't too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have discs. So, well, when I was first married, we didn't have a disc. I don't believe we might have had, but we used to have the work the ground mower when we didn't have the disc. The disc would cut it up so, and then we'd use the harrow after the disc, and the drag. Use the drag after the harrow.
Would you ever use both the harrow and the drag?
Yeah, put the drag behind the harrow, but now we use the disc. We don't have a harrow now. We use a disc and a drag, and that puts it in order.
I see. If the land had never been farmed before you could plow it, you'd have to do what to it?
Well, if there's stumps or anything, you'd have to blow them out.
Uh-huh.
Like I told you,
would you say you have to clear it?
Yes, clear it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's called new ground. When it was first cut off, it was called new ground. Oh, I don't know, for a year or two we called it new ground. After we got in cultivation, it was productive when it was new.
You generally get a better crop off.
Get a better crop.
Uh-huh.
Better crop.
Mm-hmm. If you had to take stones and rocks off the field.
Yes, we had to take the stones and rocks out. Lots of fellas didn't, but we did.
What did you use for that?
Oh, well, we'd if they wasn't too good, we'd dig them out with a spade and pry them out, or if you struck a big one, we'd dig around it and put a little, about 16 or 18 inches deep, and then we'd put a half pound of dynamite on top of it and cover it with dirt, and that would bust the rock all to pieces so you could get it out.
Mm-hmm. What would you put the rock on to?
We'd use a mud boat or a rock boat.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between a mud boat and a rock boat?
No, I don't know. I know of.
Now, did this have runners on it or not?
No, it was just made flat, made out of 2-inch boards.
Uh-huh.
And a 2x4 nailed it. This is made about 7 or 8 feet long. And we'd nail a 2x4, bolt a 2x4, and slant the runners in front so it'd be a little like a runner, and hitch team to it, or tractor, or whatever we had.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you use a single tree and a double tree, huh?
Yes.